Market View on Money FM 89.3.
And while Asian markets mostly closed solidly in the green with some degree of confidence, we have actually seeing that markets in Europe are still looking a bit shaky. Perhaps they're following the lead of U.S. futures, with Dow Jones futures swinging between small gains and losses. And while the Stoxx 600 in Europe is starting to steady itself after opening in the red and trying to hold on to slender gains, it seems sentiment in Europe has been challenged a little bit, and perhaps coming from either from a combination of those rising COVID-19 infections in the continent and also the aftermath, or the unfolding aftermath of the U.S. election. To talk more about what's influencing European sentiment out west this Wednesday, we're joined today on Money FM 89.3 by Mr. Peter Lundgren. He's the founder of Lundgren's Capital out in Copenhagen, Denmark, and he's here to give us a closer look at what's influencing sentiment out in his continent. Peter, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a while. Glad to hear you're in good health during these very trying times. And welcome back to the show. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. Good to be back.
Great, Peter. So again, give us your thoughts on how markets in Europe are now trading after the elections. We're starting to see the Stoxx 600 steady itself for the most part today. But it doesn't seem like European stocks are taking on Asia's lead. And we're also seeing futures on Wall Street starting to gyrate or starting to just swing between, look quite shaky so far. How are European markets digesting the ongoing the developments and the U.S. and the aftermath of the U.S. elections as folks out in the U.S. begin to tally the votes, and we're starting to see that the race is a lot tighter than most people actually expected? Well, how is this influencing European sentiment based on what you're seeing out in Copenhagen?
It seems that the European investors are sort of, so to say, holding their breath. As you say, it's extremely tight in the U.S., and it will keep investors a bit on hold. And we are sort of limited a bit by the rising COVID-19 cases. That is also remains negative for the stock market in general. Yeah.
All right. So, Peter. Yeah. Go ahead, Peter.
Oh, it's yeah. But these are the two main themes, as I see it. Some clarity out of U.S. will, of course, I believe, to support the markets in the positive direction.
Right. So, Peter, you know, you brought that up, actually, and it seems that the European markets might have more to worry about, arguably, about the second wave of COVID-19 cases and also the lockdown measures that have hit some of the biggest economies. France and Germany, among those coming to mind, we know that the UK is also preparing, or England itself is preparing for a lockdown as well on Guy Fawkes Day, which is tomorrow. Being in Copenhagen, can you talk to us about how this has impacted market sentiment and life in Europe? Just about 2 months ago, there was this talk of a European economic recovery on the back of surviving the first wave of COVID-19 infections. Now we're seeing the second wave possibly impacting economic output and markets. How is this influencing your investment decisions moving forward, Peter?
Yeah, sure. That the summertime was sort of the good old days already and a happy life. It is actually very strict lockdown restrictions that Europe is exploring now. The different governments are doing everything they can not to hurt business, but there's a lot of businesses, particularly within leisure, they are having very strict lockdowns. They try to keep the schools open, but it is surely limiting the mobility, limiting people in spending money. And we are here, and what I hear around in the market is that everybody are also marking down the Q4 GDP expectations. This will hurt the economy somewhat more than expected for just 2 months ago. And I expected that also Q1 will be affected, the Q1 growth will be affected negatively by the lockdowns that we're seeing. It doesn't necessarily mean that the lockdowns will stay that strict, but it will hurt the economy also looking into the start of next year. Yes, it's not the best outlook for European stock markets, to be honest.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you have this 1-2 punch, right, Peter, this possible volatility from the U.S. elections, these rising COVID-19 infections that could threaten Europe's economic recovery, we might see some volatility as a very distinct possibility out west. How big a negative impact could this have on European equities? And more importantly, how are you at Lundgren's Capital preparing for any volatility? Is there anything you've been able to do to buffer your investments against these two rising headwinds that could impact European markets in a more negative way over the next few months?
Yeah, we expect in sort of an overall picture, we expect volatility to stay higher until mid next year, until we expect that a COVID-19 vaccine also have been, I would say, in use for some time. Though we have also for some time advised people to look more towards Asia, in particular Far East, that is China and the ASEAN countries, to sort of allocate more of the risk capital and investments into that region and move out of Europe to have a bigger diversification in the portfolio, but also to move towards growth, simply.
All right, fair enough. And Peter, just very quickly, you know, this has also impacted Forex markets out in Europe. And it seems like there's a bit of a race to the bottom between the euro and the pound right now because of these COVID-19 lockdowns, continued economic uncertainty. Which do you think of the two might have more downside risk and could impact overall markets more between these two currencies?
Yeah, until New Year, I expect that the sterling could come under more pressure. That is, again, the Brexit, a hard Brexit, is on the horizon, and it's more and more likely. But even a hard Brexit will generate some clarification, and it will even lead to investment flows coming back to UK. So until New Year, weaker sterling, but after 1st of Jan, I still expect the sterling to regain ground and to go up.
All right, fair enough. Peter Lundgren, founder of Lundgren's Capital out in Copenhagen, Denmark, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 in Singapore. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety as we monitor the second wave of COVID-19 infections in Europe. And we look forward to the next time you're able to come on the show. Stay safe, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.